Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Acidia on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am Jason Guardiano, presenting Father Nicholas Disposito, Vice Rector of Most Holy Trinity Seminary in Reading, Pennsylvania. Episode 1, The Noonday Devil.
Very early on, the monastic tradition became interested in a strange and complex phenomenon, acidia. Acidia is a spiritual sloth, sadness, a disgust with the things of God, a loss of the meaning of life, despair of attaining salvation. Acidia drives the monk to leave the cell and to flee intimacy with God, so as to seek here and there some compensation for the austere life to which the monk felt called by God. In a way, I like to think that we all are monks because the Latin word monachus comes from the Greek monachos, which means solitary or alone. Again, in a way, we are alone in our relationship with God. God is able to have, as it were, a personal relationship with each one of us, as if we were the only ones existing, just God and our soul. In the particular judgment, that will be the case. Just God and our soul. I like to think of that. Monachos, we are solitaries. Even though, yes, the human being is a social animal, the church is a mystical body, we are members of the church. Nevertheless, the whole point of being a member is that the healthy member helps the member that is not perhaps as healthy as it should be. So when we are faithful to the grace of God, when we are faithful to our vocation, to the spiritual or interior life, we help others. Yes, we are part of this social or mystical body, which we call the church. But again, our own health, spiritual health, depends on our relationship with God, our friendship with God. And in that way, in that sense, we are, as it were, alone. That is, it is us, or it is our soul and God, and the relationship between God and the soul. We have to correspond to grace. The solitary in the desert had a special vocation, but we all are called to spiritual perfection. So if the monk in the desert was tempted to abandon his life of asceticism, of prayer, of daily struggle against the devil, and also the obvious difficulties of living in a desert by oneself, by himself. So we have in common with the monk a vocation to sanctity, and we are all tempted, as it were, to abandon a life of regularity, of fidelity to grace, of piety, because each day is a spiritual fight, a spiritual combat, and we have in common the temptations to abandon such a life. So, when I think of the question of acidia, I think of this concept of the monk or of the solitary in his or her relationship with God. According to the biblical notion, the desert is simultaneously the place of intimacy with God and the place of spiritual combat. So again, under that aspect, we all have a place as a desert, a cell, a place of prayer, of union with God. And we have to look for that. We have to seek that if there is a lot of you may say, noise or distractions around us, we have to find a place that is our desert, that is the place which for us is a cell where we find God in the silence and intimacy required for that prayer and that meditation with God.